Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 18th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw gold lead the way to the upside, up 87 basis points, followed by AGG ended up finishing the day up 24 basis points, but we'll note its chart here in a moment about a notable breakdown that occurred on that particular chart. On the downside, though, we saw crude oil continuous down 2.75%, did have an impact on its chart there, along with the Russell 2000 down 1.16%, and the Dow and many U.S. equities indices in negative territory with yesterday's action. When we take a look at a few charts this morning, first we're taking a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. With yesterday's action, it reversed down into a column of bows, fell down to the support level here at 35,950, and moved to 35,900 would be a second consecutive sell signal. But if it's able to hold support here, a reverse will occur at 36,100, and the chart would return to a buy signal now with the move to 36,350. The next chart we'll take a look at is the Russell 2000. It moved to a sell signal for the first time this month by breaking this double bottom here at 23,080. At this point, no real near-term support buy, but we'll see if it's able to find some traction here and reverse back into a column of X's. A move to 2420 would bring RUT back to a buy signal. So seeing small caps there, giving a sell signal on the default chart of RUT. On the chart of crude oil continuous, we did see a reversal down start of this week and part of last week and the start of this week, but now we've seen it fall down to give this sell signal here, breaking this double bottom here at 78 along on its way down to 77. This actually technically initiates a shakeout pattern, and a reversal back into X's at 80 would technically be the action point for the shakeout pattern, and the pattern would be complete with the triple top break there at 85. So we'll keep an eye on that, see if it's able to complete the shakeout pattern or whether it continues to head lower. As we noted, the breakdown we wanted to discuss on the chart of AGG was the spread triple bottom break here at 113.80. As we'll see, rates have risen in the latter part of last week and early part of this week, causing this breakdown in AGG at the moment. It now sits at support at that 113.80 level, and there's also support here at 113.60 and 113.20 as well on the chart. But this also does shift it back into a negative trend after a brief positive trend reversal that we saw on the chart here. And it actually is interesting because we saw a positive trend reversal here and then into a negative trend reversal. We saw the opposite on, not surprisingly, the U.S. 10-year Treasury Yield Index, TNX. We saw it move into a negative trend earlier this month, but with the rally in rates in the latter part of last week and early this week, we saw it move up, return to a buy signal here at 1625, which is technically red 1.625. We move the decibel in order to smooth out the chart and be able to plot on the chart here. But it did move back into a positive trend with action earlier this week. And that, again, coincides with the fact that AGG has now moved into a negative trend with yesterday's action. And we're seeing that breakdown in that broad core bond ETF. When we look at the fixed income rankings right now, they remain fairly unchanged. Convertible bonds, inflation protected, and floating rate continue to be the areas of leadership within fixed income at this time. You still see municipal high yields and corporate high yields scoring decently just below the three score line, but many other things within the fixed income space are scoring below acceptable threshold. So really that three threshold and even below 2.5 is where we see a lot of the U.S. government and more long duration things sitting as far as fixed income rankings go. But as always, if you have any questions, maybe about your fixed income allocation, or if you're looking at a particular position, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful day.